Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, sadly, we're going to start with some sad news on the morning dump. An all-too-familiar feeling when it comes to 2016. Damn you, 2016. Longtime NBA sideline reporter Craig Sager passed away yesterday at the age of 65. He was diagnosed with leukemia 2 years ago. It had gone into remission after he got a bone marrow transplant from his son, Craig Jr. But in March of this year, he announced that it had returned. Craig became notorious for his very colorful fashion sense, which often involved bright, garnished suits. You could never miss him. You always knew when he was around if he was at a game. But he was very popular with coaches and fans for his sense of humor and his deep knowledge of basketball. Even San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich would be cool with Craig, despite how much he hates mandatory in-game interviews. In fact, Greg paid tribute to Craig after hearing about his death. Craig worked with TNT, TBS, and CNN for 35 years, covering both basketball and baseball. And just 2 days before his death, he was inducted into the Sports Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Taken much too soon, another loss in 2016. This year has been absolutely brutal, and it's doing everything it can to just wipe out as many before it ends. This year can just go away. On a lighter note, today, December 16th, is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. Let's be honest, all Christmas sweaters are ugly. There's no such thing as a cool or attractive Christmas sweater. So if you have an ugly Christmas sweater, make sure you take a picture of it, post it everywhere so everyone can see how ugly your sweater truly is. I got two really ugly ones, which is great. Can't believe we have a National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. What happened? And lastly, a new study has found that men overestimate the size of their manhood a lot. Researchers found that the measurements guys self-report is almost always greater than the truth. And this goes for everything from average length to circumference to volume. So when you read those studies about the average size, if it was the men measuring themselves, it's going to be a little bit more, actually a lot more. And it doesn't seem to matter how much men are packing. Regardless if there's a lot to work with below the belt or not, all guys are equally likely to lie about it. So whether you're big or small, you're going to lie either way. You know, I don't think this is true. You know, I personally would never lie about the size of my manhood. All 14 inches of it. Nope. Wouldn't lie at all. Not one bit. And there is your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?